This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman and practicing physician Phil Rowe, representing the Volunteer State's 1st Congressional District. You may remember he was a guest of ours a number of times during the larger health care debate before Congress leading up to the passage of the Democratic version of that bill back in March. Now he's here to explain how already price controls and rationing are in effect as a result of what's happened on Capitol Hill. And Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, Greg, thanks so much for having me on.
What exactly is being suggested here?
Well, let me kind of walk folks through this right now and show you that really price controls are being implemented as we speak. As maybe many of our listeners don't know, but in 1997, there was an effort, a law passed to help control health care costs. Medicare costs kept going up. And remember, this is something that has bothered me, Greg, forever, is that a person, when they turn 65, can't go in with their own money and purchase health care if they're on Medicare. The doctor can't accept it. In other words, you can come in as a free citizen in this country, having honestly earned your money, and come in and say, Dr. Rowe, I'd like to have this test or that test. I know it's not covered by Medicare. You can't take your own money right now and pay for that. That's wrong, and that's going to be something I'm going to work hard to get done with. But what happened in 97, the whole that kept these costs down, was that the Sustainable Growth Rate Bill was passed, and that's called the SGR. It was to help hold rising provider costs, doctor costs, down. What happened in 1 year, I think it was 2002, we had a 4.8% cut, and ever since that time, we've just kicked the can down the road. The formula will say, hey, you need a 3% cut. The Congress said, no, we can't do that because if we do, the doctors won't see the Medicare patients. So we've now kicked the can down the road to a 21% cut, and the Senate has a bill now that's held it up, and the reason, and the health care bill did not have any of the doc fix in it, which is another $200 to $300 billion over the next 10 years. So with a 21% cut, those are price controls. This is what the government will pay for a service. Many physicians now just can't afford because Medicare didn't pay the cost of the care, paid about 80 to 90% of the cost. When you cut that by 21%, many doctors cannot afford to see a Medicare patient. That is not what we want. We want to be able to see the patients. We know that if we can't see our patients, it affects the quality of their care, and it's going to ultimately cost them more money.
How much concern is there on Capitol Hill that this is already happening, and is there a major effort, a serious effort underway to address it?
You know, I don't think there is. And let me explain to you that the American Medical Association, when they approved this or signed on to the president's plan, the Congress's plan, what they got as a promise was to fix this doctor underpayment problem. What they got was absolutely nothing. They didn't get anything for it. We have no fix. We have a 21% cut. And I can tell you right now, Greg, I've had physicians call me, many of my physician colleagues and people I know in the state of Tennessee, that say they want to see their patients, but they no longer can afford to do so. And I'll tell you, if they don't get it fixed pretty soon, it will be a crisis in this country, and it's wrong to do that to our senior citizens.
Well, the doc fix was originally part of the health care plan, and of course that was severed in order to make the price tag on this thing look a little bit better. It's now an independent floating measure that needs to be addressed. Everyone just assumed that it would be taken care of. Is there any idea that this is going to be on the agenda anytime soon?
No, it has to come from the Senate. The House passed a temporary fix. And let me give you an example. One of the temporary fixes that was floated out there, it was never approved. It was to give the doctors a 2.1% increase this year, which would mean about 1% because there was no increase through the end of May, so the first 5 months of this year, and then a 1.1% increase in 2011, and then in 2012 we'll have a 31% decrease. Well, you're just pushing the inevitable problem down the road, and people ask me, how do you pay for this? Well, I can tell you, I can pay for it in 2 seconds. We spent $17 billion last year on earmarks, 9,000 earmarks in this Congress. You could fix that problem just doing away with earmarks. It ain't even hard.
Obviously, we've got a Medicare problem here with this funding, and doctors are going to have to restrict who they can see if they're not getting paid for it. Now you can't have, and you mentioned before, folks can't buy it with their own money. What would be a proper way to address this long term, not just necessarily the doc fix aspect of this, but the earlier problem of people not being even able to spend their own money on this? Why is that the case? You mentioned the earlier legislation. How has that been able to persist all this time?
Well, here's another one. I mean, you can't even be a Christian in this country. If someone comes to me as a physician and says, and I see this patient, and maybe I know that they don't have resources to pay anything more than what their Medicare or their insurance will pay, it's illegal for me to waive their copay. I can't even do that. I have to demand that they pay me money I don't want. That's why you do not want the government making healthcare decisions, because they will make the wrong decisions. The decision-making ought to be left in the hands of the patient and the doctor and the family. We need to repeal this health care bill. It's not a good bill, and the more you see the rules come out for it, the worse it is. Let me give you another little example quickly, Greg. I've got a bill out there, too, and there have been 50 Democrats signed a letter before this bill was passed to do away with this board called an Independent Patient Advisory Board to Medicare. It used to be just an advisory board. What this Senate crafted bill that the House approved last March is that this board is now an independent, bureaucratically appointed board by the administration that will decide how Medicare dollars are spent. So as Medicare dollars shrink, and remember, $575 billion Medicare dollars are being pulled out to pay for this health care plan. So we're going to add 3 million more Medicare recipients when the baby boomers hit next year per year for the next 20 years. And we're going to take $575 billion out of the plan. Well, that means less money for more people. And you know that means rationing of care. That's exactly what that's ultimately going to end up being.
Congressman, this is obviously in direct relation to the Medicare program and senior citizens and their health care situation. Do you see on the horizon that this will also be a problem afflicting the rest of us?
Oh, absolutely will. Let me tell you what's going to happen, I think, and happen fairly quickly. You have. Remember, the big secret, Greg, is that none of the government programs pay the actual cost of the care. Medicaid pays about 60% of the cost in Tennessee. Medicare is 80 to 90% of the cost. As you shift more and more people, and the health care bill we just passed massively increases entitlement spending. Now, maybe we have the premium wrong for Medicare, but there's a premium stream that goes in. 2.9% of your income goes in to pay for that. Medicaid is a strict entitlement, so you're going to expand this group of patients that don't pay for the cost of the care. That cost has got to be shifted somewhere. I'm already talking to a number of businesses that are going with this plan that's come up. They're going to drop it, drop their health insurance, pay the $2,000 fine, and it will save them money. They're going to dump it onto the exchange, and that's going to happen fairly quickly. Back to this Independent Patient Advisory Board, I want to make sure that our listeners understand this. In England, it's already being done, and they ration care by not providing the newest medicines. I saw a cancer drug that extends life that was denied the other day because it cost too much. And this board, which is bureaucratically appointed, will be making decisions about how those less Medicare dollars will be spent. Well, you know what that's going to be. When you get out there and you're a certain age and you need something done, they're going to say, I'm sorry, you don't get it done.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us and helping our listeners understand this really well.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Tennessee Congressman Phil Rowe represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's also a practicing physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.